This is Scenic Roots. This afternoon we have, from the Mountain Spirit Acoustic Series Facebook page, a show by Patrick Landeza. While he was born and grew up in Berkeley, California, Patrick's parents are from Hawaii, and he has become one of the preeminent players of Hawaiian slack key guitar. Patrick's also a writer, a teacher, and a chef. While he was playing, he was also preparing a dish he was planning to serve later the same evening. While the performance is on the Isis Theatre website from Asheville, Patrick Landeza was at home in California.
And you know, in Hawaiian music, you guys, Hawaiian music has a thing called kauna, or double meaning, right? You know, a lot of times when you see the hula, you see the story. But with this story, the hidden meaning is that although it talks about the different district, it really stems from a lady that would go with her carriage. She would travel from town to town to visit her male friends. Hawaiians, they love their songwriting. They love to write about places. They love to write about people. They love to write about lovemaking. And it goes tra-la-la, or lie-la-lie, after she would conquer her male friends off to the next town. Beautiful song called He Nani Ka'ala. Okay, so I'm a teacher, folks. I teach high school. There'll be a quiz after this, just to let you know. So just be ready. I'm assuming that at least some of you have been to Hawaii before. And I'm not quite sure if you've been there as of recent. And it's been a whole year for me. And normally I'm there every month, every other month. Or I have musicians and friends coming in. And I miss it. And so in lieu of that, I started a catering business. Because I can't tour. The business started out of my home kitchen. Until somebody turned me in. And it happens. I went legal. I got a commercial kitchen. Next month, I've been at this kitchen for 3 months, and next month we're moving to a bigger kitchen. It's been a little crazy. And so I think I'm the only guy in my neighborhood that does poke by the pound delivery. How's that, guys? And poke, if you don't know, it's raw fish, and it's just delicious. But I do other Hawaiian goodies as well, too. So I learned a lot of that from my father. And he would always cook, and it's kind of neat because when I'm in the kitchen and I'm getting all dirty and my apron is halfway down, and I think of my daddy. It brings me back. It brings me back to when I was a child. Music does that to me as well, too, but it takes me to a place where I was blessed with these wonderful teachers. This next song, you know, gotta be one of my favorites. The late, great Dennis Kamagahi wrote this song, and he was inspired to write this song. He was telling me how much he loved bluegrass. But the song is called Sweet By and By. He had composed it, and I said, Uncle, what does the sweet by and by mean? I didn't quite understand what it meant. And I think that it was more of a feeling as well, too. But he took it from a song, he said, from bluegrass. It's a beautiful song called Sweet By and By. Thank you. by and by. Kau wa iki anu o ka iu iu o ohe no ne oe iku uki no. Hea mai ka leo aloha I ke au moe e lua vale ka ua I ka pone. Sweet by and by, sweet by and by, eh, ho'oipo ka ua in the sweet by.
Time. I'm a caterer now. I have a line of jewelry and clothing. I make jams. I've written 2 books and all these things. And, you know, people ask me, well, what can't you do? And I go, I don't know how to swim. Can't swim. I was a guppy and then I flunked it and I had to take it over again. And this is in the 2nd grade. And my mother says, well, that's it, son. We can't afford again. And I'm a guppy for life, folks. A guppy for life. How's that? I'll explain what Slacky is in a little bit. Here's a cool little song, and it comes to us from the island of Kauai, and it goes like this. There's a place that I recall. It's not that big, in fact, it's kind of small. The people there know they got it all. Simple life for me. Hele onto Kauai, Honolulu by the bay, Wailua River valleys is where I used to play. The canyons of Waimea, standing all alone. The magic of this garden is calling me back home. Yeah. When I was young and not too smart, I left my home looking for a brand new start, to find a place that was better still. And now I know I never will. L.A. onto Kauai, Honolulu by the bay, Wailua River valleys is where I used to play. The canyons of Waimea, standing all alone, magic of this garden isle is calling me back home, Pani. Not that big, in fact, it's kind of small. The people there know they got it all. Simple life for me. Hele up to Kauai, Hanalei by the bay, Wailua River valleys is where I used to play. The canyons of Waimea, all alone, the magic of this garden isle is calling me back home, is calling me back home. Here's another slack key piece. A song called Ku'upete. Goes like this. Ku'upete, the composer that wrote this, Itikavena Pukui, and Ku'upete is beloved Pete, and Pete was her donkey. So it's a really cute upbeat song. It goes like this. Is slack key guitar. So again, the teacher in me says you gotta have an assessment after this or an exit ticket. So, but Hawaiian slack key guitar, the guitar was introduced to the Hawaiians by the Mexican vaqueros. Okay, so the vaqueros taught the Hawaiians, well, let me rewind. In 1830s, Hawaiians received a gift of cattle from General Vancouver, and so The king at the time was like, wow, these are amazing big dogs. And so he put a kapu on the cattle, which means do not touch. And so, you know, when you don't touch, the cattle multiplied and multiplied, right? And the Hawaiians didn't know how to handle it. So what they did was they went over to Alta California or Monterey, Monterey area, and they brought over some Mexican vaqueros. The vaqueros taught the Hawaiians how to rope and ride during the day. And at night, they introduced this new instrument called the guitar. And the Hawaiians, man, they just fell in love, you know. And the Hawaiians were just like, wow, that's amazing. Okay, so when it came time for the vaqueros to leave, to return back home, they left their guitars with their newfound friends. Only one problem. They didn't teach the Hawaiians how to tune the guitar. So the Hawaiians came up with a way to tune it by matching or slacking the strings to match their voice. So I am in an open tuning, which is an open G right now. And so that, folks, is the story of Hawaiian slack guitar. They will be a test. Multiple choice, of course. So, yeah, that's our story of slack key. I'm going to change tunings now. From the island of G to the island of C. My mother did Hawaiian music, but my father loved Nat King Cole. So this is what happens when you mix Nat King Cole and Hawaiian music and you're from Berkeley, California. The song talks about this beautiful lady named Moana. It goes like this. Lisa, Mona Lisa, man, and me with you. You're so like the lady with the mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely then I blamed you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile? Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams I've been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there, and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Or just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art? Yeah. Tempt a loving Mona Lisa, or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there, and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Lisa, or just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art. Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa. For the beautiful Hawaiian Italian lady Moana. As I mentioned earlier, the late, great Cyril Pahinue, miss him so much. And his daddy was Gabby Pahinue, right? The legend. And so this is a song that his daddy was known for, a song called Hi'ilawe. And it talks about the double waterfalls on the big island, a place called Waimea. Song and another Dennis Kamakai song. I love Uncle Dennis, and he loved bluegrass. He probably got me into the whole bluegrass thing. A couple years ago, I was called in to play with Peter Rowan of all people, and I was so excited. I go, man, so exciting. So just love him to pieces. His song called "E Kiss Ka'ua" goes like this. Oh, he kukuli kolo kelani a keloha sweet hanua ala kauka vehi vehi honi honi kaua ika malu iliahi i taua kili hunea ola ni huli. Ho kau maha o e pili ane a lākau Nā ala mihi lame o lelo o ke kauna Honi honi kaua i ka malu iliagi Hi taua kili unea o la mihuli E honi sa kala o na ona He ai mai o e E ku mea palu palu Honi honi kaua i ka malu ili ahi I taua kili unea ola ni huli Honi honi kaua i ka malu ili ahi I taua kili unea ola ni huli
song called A Kiss Ka'ua. Mahalo, everybody. Good night.
Patrick Landaiser from the Mountain Spirit Acoustic Series Facebook page, a collection of virtual shows from musicians who would, in any other year, have been playing for an audience in the theatre. On listener-supported public radio, this is Scenic Roots.